A 29-year-old entrepreneur stands on the American Stock Exchange floor, watching his company get listed. He's built a national chain from scratch, achieved what most only dream of. Yet within months, he'll lose it all. Not to market forces or bad luck, but to something far more insidious, his own mindset. What separates those who build nine-figure empires from those who crash and burn isn't talent, connections, or even capital. It's the invisible architecture of thought that determines whether your business becomes your vehicle to freedom or your maximum security prison. After being ousted from Sana's hearing centers, Brandon Dawson spent a year trapped in victimhood, replaying betrayals in every conversation. His grievances were legitimate, and his future completely stuck. Then came the golf game that changed everything. His friend Hector Lamarck delivered an uncomfortable truth. If you want to know where you're going, just listen to what you're talking about right now, everything that went wrong in the past. Until you accept responsibility for what you screwed up, you'll continue to fail forward. Hector saw an entrepreneurholic, someone addicted to starting ventures without extracting wisdom from failure. Dawson's aggressive European expansion at Sonus wasn't strategic brilliance, it was ego dressed as ambition. The prescription was methodical: two comprehensive lists, accomplishments and mistakes, followed by targeted reading assignments. When Dawson identified leadership as his weakness, Hector assigned Good to Great and the 7 Habits with the expectation of implementation, not just inspiration. The breakthrough was devastating. When your thoughts fixate on the past, you miss opportunities in the present. As Richard Bach wrote, "Argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they're yours." Once you establish a belief, your subconscious becomes a confirmation machine, finding information to reinforce it, creating conditions to be right rather than succeed. Most entrepreneurs quit their jobs for freedom, then build businesses demanding more hours and stress than their corporate jobs ever did. They've created an expensive job they can't quit. The fatal flaw? Assuming everyone shares entrepreneurial drive. Most employees want development, security, and guidance, not to become entrepreneurs. Recognizing this transforms seemingly unmotivated teams into high performers. At Odigy Group, which Dawson sold for $151 million, he discovered what each person wanted, then showed how the business could help them achieve it. This was alignment, not manipulation. The process? Perfect systems for duplication, teach replication of best practices, lead through self-accountability, and align interests through shared targets. Mason Walker exemplified this. Starting as a car dealership employee, he became Odigy's CEO because the company invested in his growth before demanding output. This created an employee maturity model where people demonstrated growth and tangible improvements before earning new titles. The shift from "I take from you" to "I help you so we both succeed" wasn't just philosophically satisfying, it was exponentially more profitable. Traditional consolidation follows a predictable pattern: acquire companies, impose systems, integrate operations, scale. It's capital intensive, operationally complex, and creates resentment among resistant owners. Dawson's solution? Reverse consolidation with decentralized ownership. Instead of buying companies and forcing compliance, give them equity in your management company and work for them. Provide expertise in strategy, marketing, sales, operations, finance, and technology. Clients buy products through you and pay management fees plus equity, but can exit anytime. If you sell, they share proceeds as shareholders. This transformed fixed costs into variable expenses. Management fees scaled with results. Client termination rights forced constant value delivery. By its 2016 sale, Odigy had 198 employees supporting 280 business owners whose operations were 3.5 to 15 times larger than competitors. The company sold for 77 times EBITDA, one of the highest multiples ever paid for a private company. Unlike traditional models that create resentment when sellers realize they sold too cheaply, Dawson's model included goal planning that shifted conversations from who gets what to how can we create value together. The key insight: business success depends on emotional connection and aligned incentives, not just numbers. Too many entrepreneurs do what they believe they should do rather than what excites them. When 70% of your days misalign with your core values, the remaining 30% can't compensate. You spend more money offsetting unhappiness, creating a vicious cycle. Self-discovery requires admitting what isn't working. Create lists of what you love and hate doing in your business. Write specific answers. What gets you out of bed? What excites you? What keeps you awake? What makes you procrastinate? Then answer 25 questions, thinking 10 times bigger and 10 years out. Visualization isn't wishful thinking, it's architectural planning. Dawson sees himself on magazine covers, flying in his fleet of planes, living on a yacht, hosting valued partners. When facing pressure, he asks whether current actions align with this vision or sidetrack him. Make decisions reflecting your 10-year vision rather than your present self, programmed by past failures and others' opinions. Once you establish this clear picture, you'll naturally attract the resources, people, and circumstances needed to accomplish your goals. Money is an idea in action, a current that must flow freely. Scarcity mindsets hoard resources out of fear, blocking this natural flow. True abundance begins in the mind, explaining why lottery winners often return to poverty, while those with abundance consciousness rebuild wealth after losing everything. Replace limiting beliefs about money with empowering intentions, embracing personal wealth, business success, and helping others prosper. Abundance isn't zero sum, but infinite opportunity for all. While many understand giving, receiving requires equal attention. Rejecting compliments, bonuses, or gifts disrupts abundance's natural cycle. Accept with gratitude to keep the flow moving. The seed money principle operates on circulation. Giving with expectation of return multiplies wealth. Like a farmer planting in rich soil, your belief in whom you're investing matters. Pat Morstad's Precision Landscape and Irrigation demonstrates this. After years stagnating at $1 million revenue, Dawson told Pat, "The first thing you have to change is you." Shifting from scarcity to abundance and implementing company-wide goal setting, Pat's business grew to $3.5 million with $500,000 net profit in year one, then $4.5 million with $750,000 profit in year two. The biggest obstacle to changing beliefs is our programming to fear change. Successful people experience anxiety too. They just don't let it immobilize them. They channel it into creativity and action. Most people desire to reach their potential, yet remain discontent with present circumstances. The universe works in reverse. Instead of having, doing, being, believing possessions enable actions that create happiness, true fulfillment follows being, doing, having. Entrepreneurs often start focused on identity and building, then shift toward wanting more possessions and lose their initial joy. Like actors obsessed with fame over craft, they exchange excitement for fear and defensiveness. Saying "I'll be happy when" creates an unreachable goal. True happiness comes from within, not external possessions. This doesn't mean avoiding growth, it means recognizing you're already successful at the being level. Create for tomorrow while living fully today. True freedom lies in making choices and commitments, not avoiding them. Great leaders are both confident decision makers and adaptable learners. Writing goals impresses ideas into your subconscious, provides courage, eliminates distractions, and measures progress. Keep records of accomplishments and celebrate wins. Most crucial, identify the benefits from achieving each goal. This transforms abstract targets into compelling reasons to act. The difference between those who build empires and those who build traps isn't in business plans, it's in your mindset. Your business will never outgrow your beliefs.